Evanoff Communications Online News Update.
It's Thursday, September 11th. Good morning. 11 degrees right now in Brantford. Gas is up another cent to $1.43. I'm Stacey Englehart. A tragic afternoon yesterday in York Region. Police say a driver crashed through a daycare just before pickup time yesterday. A 1.5-year-old baby boy was killed. Almost a dozen children and staff members were taken to hospital. The 7-year-old driver was arrested. Police don't believe it was a deliberate act. The mayor of Richmond Hill is speaking out, calling it a very tragic and horrible day. Support staff at Ontario's publicly funded colleges now on strike. The 10,000 full-time workers want better wages, benefits, and job security after failing to reach an agreement by the deadline. Colleges have been struggling since the feds enacted a cap on international students. Ontario's Auditor General started a probe into a multi-billion dollar provincial program that gives money to train workers. According to a report, $11 million was given to a Toronto restaurant chain with ties to the PC Party, and no word on how many people were trained as a result. Shelley Spence confirmed she was auditing the Skills Development Fund. Americans marking 24 years since the terror attacks of September 11, 2001 today, with ceremonies and tributes honoring the victims. Among them, at the World Trade Center site, nearly 3,000 names will be read out loud. And one of the largest mobile cranes in North America is in place along the banks of the Grand River in downtown Brantford for a massive lift. According to the expositor, it's needed for the Brant Crossing Bridge project. The machine is so big it needed 40 flatbed tractor trailer loads and took 3 days to assemble with the help of another crane. Hot country sports. Baseball yesterday, the Blue Jays lost to Houston 3-2. That home series wraps up with a matinee this afternoon at 3. Canadian Premier League soccer tonight, Hamilton takes on Winnipeg at 8. And in the NFL, Washington is at Green Bay 8:15. The Bills play the Jets Sunday afternoon. The Ticats host Winnipeg tomorrow. Hot country weather. Another beautiful afternoon. Sunshine, Humidex in the upper 20s. A few clouds, 11 tonight. Tomorrow, sunny, feeling in the upper 20s once again. Right now, it's 11 in Brantford. I'm Stacey Englehart.